Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome. Today is a very special day indeed because it is our very first group trenching session with the Acturians. So I'm overly excited, as you can imagine, and I know that many of you are, because if you have experienced group trenching with the Acturians or one-on-one trenching with the Acturians with me before, it is epic and so much fun. And thank you as well for everyone who's going to catch this on the replay. You are going to receive so much from listening to the replay, as well as everything that is shared from everyone during this session. We would love to first invite you to close your eyes and draw your awareness within you. We're simply going to breathe. And here today we do not feel like asking you to breathe a certain way. We ask you to breathe in harmony, harmony with your own self, with your own heart. And simply allow the breath to relax the body and to connect you to you. As you feel deeply connected to yourself, through the breath, I would also love to invite you to feel the connection that we have with everyone present. If you know other people present or not, we do know each other on a soul level. And therefore, we love each other, we respect each other, and we elevate each other always. So feel how supported, how seen you are in this container. The unconditional love that you not only receive from God and Gaia, your team and your soul, but also from every member of the portal. And we can feel some gratitude, maybe in our heart, some appreciation for being so deeply connected to other human beings on a similar journey to us. As I know that so many of us humans have been calling our soul sisters and brothers or community into our lives more and more, as we are here to indeed co-create together, enjoy each other's company in this reality. And inside the portal, there are so many extraordinary souls. All of you are absolutely amazing, very coded to co-create, may it be in physicality or in the quantum field. But we know this. It is anchored in love. Amate tio tremakashti toste et yetromashnoste nirate. Thank you very much, and please now you can open your eyes when you are ready. Karachesh tom neatra kashanasti totietram nakeshten o tetitio tre kashanasun o titi san nitrata e kese nitrate kosa niatrata kosa niatrata kosa nitrate kosa nitrate kosa niatrata kosa nishonat et ukun sanat tintio drasamat sanat kumar. Dear ones, we have before the session sat with Sandrine a little bit to already create more of the architecture of the session and connect your oversoul network. As we know, we have a full access, because as sovereign beings of the light, you have said yes to being present, and therefore the field of information can be very precisely, effortlessly, and in respecting your sovereignty can be shared. We want to celebrate with you, first of all, dear one. Happy, happy channeling, automatic writing with co-creation, with Gaia. This is so extraordinary and very special, dear one, because You might not know this, but through the work and the observation that we do with humanity, usually more humans connect with the non-physical beings when they first channel, because co-creating with Gaia requires a lot more solidity in one's sovereign self to be able to connect to the frequency of the divine mother of this realm, which is beautiful, highly conscious Gaia. So we really want to share this because there is something very special about that indeed. Shanaste totia tramo, shanaste todrete. And here we actually, through you, dear one, perceive Mother Gaia, high frequency, so beautifully. And she says, you know, she says, she's funny actually. She's like, you know, like everybody is a body star, says, and what about me? I have so much to share. Actually, people need to listen more to me because I know the organic, easy movement forward. I can literally say to all humans how to move from that civilization to this new civilization. She says, I know because I'm the mother, I'm an advanced consciousness. So as the mother knows that the child will go from simply sitting to crawling, from crawling to pulling herself up, from pulling herself up to walking to maybe one day run a marathon, which could surprise the mother. Eh? The mother knows that. Eh? So she encourages and she witnesses, but she doesn't push it either because she knows that there's a natural rhythm to evolution. So Mother Gaia is that. And Mother Gaia has so much to share with humanity in terms of growth and evolution. And she wants to support you, dear ones, all humans. So what she's sharing is that Gaia has been calling channels to connect with her and channel her guidance. So this guidance can be shared with others because it is literally the manual of ascension of planet Earth is kept within the crystal grids of Gaia. What we do as galactics, we relay that information. But the ascension of Gaia is the ascension of Gaia. It's not the ascension of Pleiades or Arcturus. We can share how it happened for us, and we can share from our own wisdom, eh, which we do with so much pleasure. But the most powerful thing a human desiring to ascend and have Gaia and humanity can do is to channel Gaia's consciousness, who literally knows how to do things, eh? So it is extraordinary. We want to thank you, dear one, for this, because you are a Gaia channel. And as a Gaia channel, you can connect to the crystal grid which relay information. So here, there is a whole bunch of science behind it, but we're not going to go into any details. But you would perceive frequency-wise and energetically what we share here. When a crystal has a specific frequency, so when an electrical field comes into the connection with the crystal is going to amplify the electricity signature blueprint in a specific way, and therefore amplifying that electricity will generate more electricity. So this is the human, imagine this, everyone, as you move from carbon-based DNA to crystalline-based incarnation, which is what's happening to a lot of you, moving from 2-strand carbon-based DNA to 12-strand crystalline DNA. It means that the electricity that you're generating will go like this. This is why a lot of you say you are afraid of your own power. It's erroneous. If we can say so, to say this, because it's literally as you want more of you, you become more crystalline. And therefore, what you feel is a tremendous amplification of your power because the crystal amplifies it. So now we share this with you, everyone, because in the crystal realm of Gaia was a wounded or dormant or like turned off. So crystal, they still carry certain level of frequency, still very good. but it's like turned down to the minimum. But now that more people use crystals consciously, love them, clean them, put them under full moon and dance around them and also on, more and more of these crystals are kind of like coming back to life in a way. It's like the consciousness of the crystal is like whoop, like this. And so imagine the frequency happening, the frequency shift is tremendous. So it does not only come from solar flares, planetary alignment, Schumann resonance, it also comes because the crystal world of Mother Gaia, that realm, is literally waking up from long sleep. And so therefore, what is happening, dear one? Connect with Gaia, yes. And also ask Gaia more about co-creation with crystals and connect to the field of crystal itself. You can visualize yourself, for example, as you do automatic writing. Visualize yourself in a beautiful temple of crystal. It can be a temple crystal, it can be a cave, it can be wherever you want, but feel all of these crystals around you. And as you feel your column of ascension and you channel from that crystal, it amplifies, it amplifies tremendously the electrical field that you generate and therefore the purity of your crystalline channel as well. And as you do that, channel the wisdom of the crystals, because the crystal, they also store some crystals and some pockets of earth, we'll call it that way, they store information. So once upon a time, in Atlantis, for example, humans would use crystals to light up their room. So they did not need to have electricity as such, because the crystal would recharge in a specific way and then would continue emanating light throughout the night, because the crystal was happy. The crystal was vibrating at the highest. So that's an example. Another example, some crystals were placed in specific geolocation and together this crystal co-created a field that allowed humans to very easily teleport. Like this, boom, boom, like that. Or to move like more slowly, yeah? Like in the sky, like levitation, or like a magic carpet. Eh? Magic carpet is actually used to be a mode of transport. Eh? You would play something, and then the carpet would literally come into in that field, and then phew, the crystal actually generates a current that allows from moving. It's very much a fantasy, but it is what was once. So the crystals, the earth, they have this data, they have this knowledge inside. This knowledge is just ready to be rediscovered because the crystal and the earth, they feel so safe with you. They know that you are, it is not so much that you are an earth guardian, but you are part of earth in a way. You are part of one of the earth keep on secrets. Eh? It's more like a scribe in a way. It's a bit challenging because there is not really a word that we can find into Sendrin system right now that express this, but you will feel this. It's like a Akashic records of earth. And this you have full access to. So please continue channeling joyfully. Ask any question. You can ask any questions about you, incarnation on earth, ancient civilization. You can ask about crystals and plants and minerals. You can ask, oh, how are we going to do this ascension? Share more news. What can I do? Is there anything? And everything that you channel and that bring onto paper, dear one, realize that you are doing grid work, that you are doing advanced work, even if it's kept in your journal. You allow an information to move from the quantum field of non-physicality into physicality. The words are on paper. And as the words are on paper, dear one, please read them out loud, feeling your heart, feeling the connection with Gaia, feeling the connection with humanity. Read them and feel that your words are like butterflies. And then fly around the space around you, all around the earth, and that they are recording. They are recording us, the heart of humanity, elevating the consciousness. That is extraordinary work as a mission soul there. No one might know about it. You will know about it. No, we all know about it in this collective. This is extraordinary because the word that you speak are words of peace and joy and co-creation and connection and technology and advancement of consciousness. They are all high frequency world. So they are helping recalibrating the field to much higher level of frequency. So humans will be able to plug into that more and more and more easily because they will feel, you know, like words are very powerful frequency and they carry information. Everyone can do this, of course. We would love to please continue encouraging you into doing more and more of that because as you do that, for you, they run the pathway to connecting more with galactic star races and so on is going to happen through that. The crystal is going to give you information about more of your connection with the star races because as Arcturians, we are very advanced star races in co-creation with crystals. We live in a planet which is crystal planet. So we do not have the diversity you have on Earth. And at times, if there is such a thing as an Arcturian being jealous, we would say, oh, wouldn't it be pleasant to experience this? This is why many of us come into physicality. We want the water, we want the rivers, we want all of the physical things. It's extraordinary, so diverse and beautiful. What a world. It is crystals after crystal after crystal. Every crystal so happy and us, in our physical avatar body, so crystalline, there is just a continuous echoing of sound frequency, of low frequency, continuously creating a field of elevation of our consciousness. So we are merging our consciousness, Arcturians of nice dimension that we channel from now. We are now elevating our consciousness through one unified field of co-creation, through all of us as one consciousness. Co-creation with our mother planet. So there is a lot we can share about the co-creation with crystals. Of course, many other star races, if not all, also have knowledge about crystals because every single planet has crystal realms. It's impossible not to have crystal realms in physicality because this is the conductor of electricity and of very specific frequency for a mother planet to birth realities. It needs to have crystals. Science is gonna go through tremendous breakthrough in the upcoming years around the science of crystals, eh? And you're gonna be very happy about it. We foresee so, and so it is.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.